we couldn't have been doing the best thing in our professional life to wait for A48 and this Hollywood shit. Cause if we didn't have our careers, it would be hard to do this. Cause the careers take care of a lot of shit.
1,000%.
Like, you can't be working at McDonald's waiting on this acting shit.
No, you can't.
With a family.
But that's why, like, that's why
everybody's story, that's why I commend everybody's story. Everybody comes from different walks of life.
Yeah.
To make it to the acting shit and Hollywood shit. Because
it's tough.
You don't understand how paramount being patient is. Oh. John couldn't say it enough.
10 years.
10 years.
10 years.
And we on a fast track.
Fast track. Or for blessings and favors.
Right.
And I mean, us being grown and gorgeous.
Absolutely. So,
and talented. But still.
So you gotta, like, you really gotta understand what being patient is. Like, you have to be.
Oh yeah, humble pie.
What, nigga? The Hollywood shit is a different matrix. It's a different ballpark.
Humble fucking pie.
Can't control nothing. Just wait for your time to get up at bat, nigga. Stretch and get ready.
And when you get up at bat,
slam that bitch out the park.
Fucking grand slam.
What?
For real.
And that shit'll take care of itself.
After that, absolutely. Then you just round in the bases.
That's it. We're going to keep rounding them.
That's it.
We're going to have our ending is going to be like 30 years of one inning.
Of one inning.
Yeah.
Rounding bases.
That's it.
What happened?
Non-stop hitting grand slams. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, you still ain't get the second inning? Nah, it's first inning.
No.
Yeah. First inning Grand Prix. Let's get it.
One went up. We ain't even talk, yo. We ain't even talk about that fucking spy espionage, Special K type of shit.
Yeah. Shit gonna be crazy.
Now. That's in the pipe.
Shit's gonna be crazy. And it's perfect because he's retired, so he can commit nothing but full all his access. Time to it.
He's ready to go.
Yeah. Good. Even better.
Last year he was committed.
Even better.
So we good to go.
Yo, these coasters are dope.
Yeah, coasters. I'm gonna shout out her on this first
one. Yeah, for sure.
Talk about everything.
Give them a quick recap. It's been a lot.
It's been a lot.
What's it been? 6 months? Yeah, since what? July? July, right?
Mm-hmm.
July is when we
dropped
the
last
party.
Episode.
Yeah.
July is when we did the happy hour.
Yeah, and the last episode, I think.
Man, we'll do the happy hour this year, like August.
Yeah. We'll do it early.
In July,
August.
Everybody was away.
Yeah.
August, everybody's like coming back from vacation. Get a good turnout.
What, June? What about June?
Yeah, we just June. Yeah. Before everybody head out. Yeah. Enjoy their motherfucking summer.
That's the case. We can do like Labor Day.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I'm definitely good with June.
I'm definitely
good with June because we'll get a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah. That first week of June?
Yeah.
Right after Labor Day.
Hell yeah, that's perfect. Right before school end, all that shit. Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, that'll be dope.
Tell Charlie, this cute ass.
We'll set it up.
Hello. It's cute, Charlie and shit.
And June 8th, June 7th is a Friday.
That's cool. BMX Charlie, bang. Let's get it.
June 7th, 6th.
Charlie.
June 3rd, my birthday, so we can do that.
Yeah, June 3rd, yeah. What day that fall on?
June 3rd falls on a Monday.
My nigga birthday on a Monday.
That's my second birthday.
I was about to say.
Second birthday. Shaking dick season.
From the accident.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about from...
No, my birthday's March 3rd.
Yeah, no. I know your birthday March
3rd. June 3rd was the day of the accident.
No, I thought June 3rd was the day that you... freed your penis.
Oh, no. That was a different day. We're not going to celebrate that because my penis always been free.
Always been free.
Damn it. I'm talking about the day of the accident was June 3rd. The day of the accident. June 3rd, 2019, baby. Everything changed after that. That's why we're here. We're... Season number fucking 5. Cinco, baby.
Season 5 already. It's crazy.
Give them a quick recap.
Oh, yeah, we're good.
Let us know when we're ready.
Yeah, we've been ready. I told you.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm recording.
All right, bet.
Yeah.
Boom, dun, dun, boom, dun.
People.
Silverback Chronicles Podcast. It's your boy Big H. I got my brother Dre all
day. Yo, we're back. It's been a while. Took a little hiatus. And this is, in this episode, we're going to fill you in. Because we love you guys and girls, gals.
All
and,
day.
And let's have at it.
Triple C.
Yo.
What's good, bro?
Maintaining the chilling, bro.
All day, every day. Folks. Listen, we appreciate you. We love you. I know it's been a long time coming. Yo, 23 was, it was a long year. Pause. We had a lot going on. And we always keep it transparent with you guys because we love you. And that's why we created the podcast.
Pause.
Thank you, bro.
Always.
Yeah, it's been a lot going on, man. Between me, Dre, and our personal lives. You know? So...
Even Triple C has his little...
Yeah, Triple C got a lot going on. Triple C's a coach. Like, team made it. You guys made it to the playoffs, right, bro?
Yeah. Shout out to him.
Triple C is killing it.
Triple C, first year coaching. He made it to the championship game.
First year coaching,
made it to the championship game. He had an assistant. His assistant coaches, one of them played for Donovan McNabb Center.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy was a guy that does the job we do, but we can't say what he does because he's, you know, he does what he does.
He's a ranking official.
Which is okay.
Wow.
But we appreciate your service.
Absolutely.
Off and on the field.
Definitely.
Shout out to him because everybody that I met from the podcast, from interactions being with y'all, even some of the Silverbacks was like, yo, what y'all do with Cap? I said, what? He said, bro, he coming in excited, ready to go. He was like, yeah, bro, man, I appreciate you, man. I'm ready to work.
And you know what's crazy is that, like, I think everybody needs that, especially if you're a first responder. You need, like, everybody says we need an outlet, which is cool. Mm-hmm. Working out, we all work out. That shit is therapy. But we need something that's going to, like, engulf us. And that gentleman that we're speaking of was engulfed in that football season. Because I think his son plays.
Mm-hmm.
His son plays. And it was able to take his mind off of work, but it also allowed him to go back to work and be...
the best supervisor he could be.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And, as a supervisor, mm-hmm. on the high end of supervising.
And he even said that.
Yeah.
I think you guys talk about it all the time, but can y'all really break that down? Like, when you are off, you're off. And H, I think you put it eloquently, but break that down for people, because people do take work home in all facets of life, not just policing, but all, you know, shout out to first responders and our military, civilian. Yeah, everybody takes it home. What does that mean to have the outlet?
You know, the outlet is everything, you know, because on this job, whatever level of service you provide or you do day in and day out in your span of 24 hours, you know, it's a lot, especially if you're a first responder. And, you know, a lot of people don't know how to compartmentalize it and leave work at work. A lot of them bring it home. And when they bring it home, you know, their loved ones, their significant others, they, you know, they got to deal with the brunt of that, you know? Because it's not normal for somebody to leave the house happy, I love you, have a great day, kiss the kids, go to work, and then come back home a monster. You know, bringing work with you home. You know, your significant other and children aren't used to that, you know, so that creates a wedge in your personal relationship with your kids and with your spouse. And, you know, that can be a huge issue for somebody that has too much ego, and somebody that's ego driven, you know, and just make things about you. It's not, you know, so sometimes it's okay to have that person that gives you that check. Like, yo, listen, what's going on? What happened? You know what I mean? Because it's not good to take that home because it affects everybody that's in that's in your house. It affects that peace. It affects that home. And that's not cool. You know what I mean? So, listen, having outlets is great. If you don't like to work out, you know, find sports you could do. Join your local bowling club. Bowling is fun. I bowl from time to time, every once in a blue moon. But
bowling is mad fun.
It's what?
It's mad fun.
No, it is. It really is.
For real.
Shit, go golfing. You know what I mean? If you like to shoot, go to the range in your spare time. You know, bring the missus with you, you know? Have some fun just shooting, having a blast at it. Read. If you like reading books, read books. Shit, if you're still into arcade games, do that. That shit is fun. Very time consuming, though. I remember last time I played Madden, shit, it was years ago. I was still in college, I think. But when I played that, one game was like 40 minutes. Now, this shit's like an hour and a half.
Yeah, you lose your mind in that.
Yeah, you can sit in that. And what's the other shooting game?
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. My father's on that shit.
Everybody plays Call of Duty.
Why?
And I understand why, because you don't have to think about certain things.
I'm just, you know, the biggest thing is take your mind off of work and definitely, you know, you have to. And leave it at work, you know? That call, once you leave that job, and you put your clothes on, drop that uniform off in your locker, you put your street clothes on, and you just go home and let it go, bro. Have a good time. Laugh. Put some music on the ride home. You know what I'm saying? Put a podcast music on. Listen to us. You know what I'm saying? We're a great source of just peace and love and happiness. And we're that outlet that you need, too. That's why this podcast was created. But, yeah, having an outlet, things to do, people to see, you know, do luncheons, have brunch with your friends, meet up with your boys, you know what I'm saying? And meet up with your coworkers. If you don't deal with your coworkers like that, personal friends on the side, you know, shit. Meet up, do fantasy football. I do that every year. I got like five or six leagues that I do constantly every year. Because I play football since I was seven, so that's a major part of my life.
There's one league that you
Yeah, them niggas cracking jokes on me. Yo, me and Dre came here tonight, right? So one of the neighbors on the block, I'm in their league.
There's one league.
Right? It's one league that I'm in. I don't pay much attention to it.
You don't pay attention to the Phil Chris League.
I guess I'm donating money every year. It's $100 league. Nothing crazy. You know what I'm saying? Drake gets in the car tonight. He's like, yo, they getting on your league. What do you mean they getting on me? What'd he say to you? I'm what? Go ahead, it's fine.
He said, oh, that's H? I was like, yeah. He was like, damn, man, he's a bum.
I got the worst team in the league.
But here's the thing. It's like, how you talk about my man like that?
That's okay.
I know, but for me, it's like, you talking about my man.
Nigga, you was giggling when you told me.
It's funny.
Hey, yo.
Because it's funny.
It's all good, though.
It's funny because, you know what I mean, you came through the league. And it's like,
and then he asked, he's like, yo, but are you winning the other leagues? I said, yeah. But six different leagues, man.
I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm like, yeah, I don't pay attention to this league.
So I said, yo, how you doing in the other league? Because in this league?
How am I doing in the other league? I'm doing great. Good.
Shout out to the champ. Now, this year, yeah, my man Mel.
Who won? Mel won.
Yeah, Mel won again. Yeah, Maybach.
Wow.
No, but yeah, we here. We
won on his birthday, too.
Yeah, on his birthday. Yeah, yeah.
We got the league investigating now.
Oh, shout out to Mel, man.
We got the league investigating.
The
conspiracy theory.
Shout out to everybody playing fantasy football. It was a tough season.
Yeah.
I know in a few of my, like three of my leagues, I had players that got hurt, and that shit killed me. It crushed me for a couple weeks.
Shout out to them football players, man. Like, you guys. Y'all out here entertaining us.
More.
We out here making money off of y'all. Y'all making money, but I mean, I know your family. Shout out to y'all. Blessings to you and your families and the coaches and everybody.
Yo, they said people be running up on
them. We've had people on the show that have played for NFL, right? Like DB and all that. He played for the Minnesota Vikings and stuff like that. People think like, I want to be a football player, and it's like, yo, like behind the scenes, it's a whole different.
It's levels.
It's a different aspect behind it.
It's levels to play on Sundays.
Yeah.
Shit is different.
Shout out to Bobby Price. He still be rocking the merch.
Yeah.
He still be rocking the merch.
Yep. Arizona now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. blessings to you and the newborn and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he showed the silverback t-shirt when we sent it to him. Mm-hmm. That's your cousin and shit. That was dope.
It's love.
But we back, though. I know a lot of people were, you know, and shout out to y'all. You know, y'all were checking in on us like, yo, what's up? Is the podcast still on? We here. It's just that, like, we're about to get into what we went through. I think it's only right that we talk about what happened so y'all can understand, you know, similar to the way H opened up about the job and everything else, how we got to this point.
Yeah, mental health. Tell them about mental health. That's
Mental health was a big one. Unfortunately, you know, with the job and you put it like this. This right now is our fifth season. And we did this podcast to boost morality, mm-hmm. right? To boost positivity, to show the world that there's cops that do this job, there's first responders that do this job. Mm-hmm. And
we're human, we're not robots.
We're humans.
Mm-hmm.
And by us putting more attention, you know, working overtime, working out, taking care of the kids, being married, and then doing the podcast. And not only that, but you guys don't understand that, like, we were doing like two, three episodes a week.
And acting and being behind the scenes.
Acting and everything else, bro. You running businesses.
Mm-hmm. Running businesses because he had a assisted living.
Yeah. It's just a lot.
You got three girls. I got three kids. Mm-hmm. You know, two girls, one boy. You know, Triple C got three kids. And balancing our professional life with our
business life,
but also our personal lives.
Yeah, personal life.
You know, and it's something at the end of the day takes a hit. And unfortunately, you know, we'll be the first ones to say that, like, during this time, H and I, not that it was planned.
It really wasn't planned at all.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
The powers to be might think that it was planned.
Yeah.
Our ex-wives. But we went through a divorce, you know?
And divorce. Talk about that. Because, like, a lot of times people don't understand, again, it's not to be disrespectful to anybody, but no. it's the truth. It's you guys' truth.
Yo, fam.
You've been in service to a lot of people. 9-10 hours a day. You're in service. You get home, you're in service to your kids, you're in service to your wives. Business, you're in service to that while still trying to generate. Again, everybody talks about those seven strings of income. Dog, that's not,
it's not
like
easy.
In a 24-hour day, like,
it's not easy.
When we got finished the podcast, we're like, again, our inside, to give y'all a little inside to the inside, we call H Iron Man. I don't know when this brother sleeps. I don't.
H doesn't sleep.
Bro, we podcast in 2 and 3 hours. He's up working overtime. From overtime, he's going to assistant living, back to work with his kids, with his wife, was this, that, and
he pops up in New York to see his daughter with the other girls.
Explain what, like, being in service of those things, and then what, you know, for everybody else out there, what that means, and then what you guys need in return, just in general. Again, like I said, there's no name, no blame, but that's a real topic because it can really help people.
You want me to go first or you go?
Go ahead.
Well, I got divorced. And I'll be honest to say, it was the best fucking thing that ever happened to me. I'm telling you. Because I set a precedence for myself and maybe I let it slip away a while, focusing on work and business and everything. But the biggest thing I will say is communication. Shout out to my ex-wife. Love is always love. We're a family at the end of the day. But, like, yo, I don't know. Everybody's different. Me, my family's everything. My girls, like, that's what it's about for me. I'm good with partying. I did that in college. I don't drink like that. That's not me. I'm a workaholic, and I love to be with family. I love to enjoy myself with family. So if there's, I'm going to give you a couple gems in this episode. And for anybody that's going through it, communication is everything in a marriage, in a relationship. Communication is everything. It shouldn't take long. There should be accountability. And if you act on it, you talk about it, it's a smooth playing field. Get all parties involved on the same page. That's everything. I don't care what you say. Communication is key. When you don't have that, that creates an error. And somebody is not going to be happy. So, my personal experience with marriage, I love marriage. I think marriage is great. But if there's no communication, and if there is communication and nothing is changing, then I would advise going to a third party. Because a third party, which is a therapist, somebody that's not personally committed to both of you guys, they bring both parties together, they seek both parties' argument, and then they bring it to the table. If that doesn't work and that's not helping at all, then you just got to weed out your options. You know, being the man I am, I brought it to the table. Listen, this is what's not working for me. This is what I need. It just wasn't working out. You know, if you can't be there for me mentally, emotionally, and, you know, sex is something else, but when you're married, we already know sex comes and goes. You get it whenever you get it. It's not a huge portion. But if you're not meeting me in any of those phases, what am I doing?
Can I say something real quick?
Go ahead.
You mentioned something like it's just not working out, and it's okay.
It's okay for it to not work out.
Yeah.
And that's why I got to that point, because I said, listen, we got to do something about this.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to be another statistic of getting divorced and getting the book thrown at you. But you got to be a man about it. And I was man enough to be like, listen, this is not working out no more. I love you. I'm just not in love with you no more. And it was me. It wasn't even her. And not for nothing, but when you groan about your situation, when you bring that to the table, when you're forthcoming and they know where your heart is and you work as hard as I work, and I'm not in the streets. I work. I'm a provider. I do everything. You know what I'm saying? And it just wasn't working no more. So when you do that, then the results should be you have a great divorce. The paperwork is squared away. You know, nobody's fucking nobody.
It's an agreement.
It's an agreement. You both came to the table with each other. So let's lead the same way with respect, dignity, honesty, and let's be the best co-parents there is. Trust me, I never wanted this. I come from a single family household. I get it. Yeah. Just one parent. That sucks. It's annoying. I didn't want that for myself, but unfortunately it happens. Nobody's perfect. But you got to be grown up about it. And if you're not happy, say something. And if all parties are not involved on the same page, you got to do something about it. A lot of people don't. I've seen plenty of people stay in marriages 30 plus years. They don't even like each other. They stay in separate rooms. Yeah. That's not how I do.
Who wants to live that way?
Because it affects the children.
They see it.
And I want my children to be happy. I don't want them to lose nothing. I want love to always be love. And when they see mommy and daddy, it's always going to be the best thing available. It doesn't change anything.
The bottle.
I love it.
It's true, though.
But that's what it's about. You know, in my case, listen, marriage didn't work out. And I'm okay with that. But at the end of the day, we're the best co-parents. I fucks with her. All day, every day. She needs something, she already know I'm here.
Would you say, how are the kids, though?
My kids are amazing.
Girls are good.
And I love the setup. The girls are great. I love the setup, you know what I'm saying? And I would advise also anybody, if you're going through struggle times in your marriage, hey, yo, don't get a third person involved. Don't get attorneys involved, because the shit just gets ugly. Y'all came into the marriage by yourself. You should leave by yourself without anybody else. Don't tell family members, because there's some family members that are biased about your marriage, so they're going to provide toxic fucking, what do you call it?
Advice?
Yeah, they're going to give toxic advice over because how they feel. They're not going to look at something they're personal, for what it is. They get too personally attached to throwing jabs, and they put that fucked up mindset into spouses, man or female, doesn't matter. You want to deal with it, the way you dealt with it when you came into it. So have that real conversation, that thorough conversation. Listen, we're not going to lose ourselves. We got into us by ourselves. We're going to get out of it by ourselves. You don't need nobody's fucking explanation. You don't need nobody's expertise on how to end your marriage. You got the same, you could print out the same document that they got in every state, the same divorce paperwork. You guys handle that shit. You bring it to the table. You fill out everything by yourself. You don't have an attorney do it. You do it by your fucking self. Because all attorneys going to do, they want you to get money. They want their spouse to collect this. They want their spouse to collect that. No, to form more division in your fucking divorce. Right. And that's not what it's about.
Well, he said, she said.
Right. If you're a grown man and grown woman, you handle your shit in-house. You take care of shit in-house. Fuck attorneys. I'm not getting at you, but I'm just saying. I know the business. I get it. But you guys handle it. You handle it by yourselves. Please, please don't get nobody else involved, and you can remain friends, and that's okay. Everything doesn't last forever, but those children last forever, and it's your responsibility to do right by them. And if the right thing is not being together to make their lives better, then you do that. You make the executive decision and you stay yourself. You don't get beside yourself, and you stay the course. The course is raising those children. And that's what I love to do. And me and her, we always going to be like this. Just raising them. That's it.
You're so funny.
But now, can y'all also speak to, Dre, like, oh, my bad. Like, just like in a job. Like, so, like, I do an assessment every 5 years of where I'm at, what I'm doing. You know, as far
in
as,
your
like.
Marriage?
Or
like,
well, no, just months. So in general. So, like, just doing an assessment. So, like, where I was working, I'll say, should I have moved up? Should I have taken these courses to better myself and this, and this? Like, people don't understand if you treat, like, and this is going to sound weird, but this is me being honest again. Treat marriage like a career, right? I'm not planning to retire from it, but I still have to do an assessment. Because if me as a man, if I didn't grow to help to provide for my family, we see this on the internet all the time. Like the thing where people were saying, if you know, remember when some of the young ladies or chicks, shout out to them, whatever, they had like this list of where they not gonna go on a first date. I'm like, what is this about? But they can have standards. But if guys do that, now we're looked at as being bad. So we do assessments of ourselves as well. And we do this internally. So this is just, again, y'all are getting behind the scenes. But can y'all speak to that too? It's like, yo, sometimes people do grow apart, because if we started dating when in our 20s, early 30s, before this, that, and the fourth, you've matured, we've gotten this, that, and the fourth. And just like in a career, again, do you want to be stuck at a desk being this, or did you want to be promoted? You want to make more money? You want to be this? So you had to grow. Those things happen as well. You don't want to grow apart, but if you're growing in a different direction, that can also affect things.
Yeah, I think.
Did you want to continue like, first?
Yeah, I think like that one kind of like speaks to my situation.
Oh, good.
You know, with my situation, I was married to a gorgeous, beautiful woman.
Still is to this day.
To this day. She's fucking gorgeous.
Shout out to the sis. Love you, baby.
Yeah, you know what I mean? She's hot, right? But it's true what you said. Like, when you guys are bumping heads idealistically, like when our ideals don't match, mm-hmm. it don't matter how hot she is.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? That's like when we're arguing over, is it going to be chicken or beef? You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's an example.
Just watch how you say.
Pause.
Thank you, Tripsy. Yeah. Carry on. Go ahead. Yeah.
You know we missed you.
Bro. Yeah. We
got to you.
Yeah.
I didn't mean so.
I know you did.
God. Shit, man. God.
Yeah, we
here for
you, man. We got you. Yeah. Camping Banks, you'll love this shit.
Yeah, I mean, right. Oh my God.
Go ahead,
but
carry on.
But once you guys are not on the same path, you guys are not on the same mission. And at the end of the day, I think as a family, right? And they always said that the husband, if the man is leading you, we're talking about like a sharp man.
Yeah.
If he's like, yo, this is where we're going, this is what we're doing, blah, blah, blah. She got to ride out. We're going to ride out. If she don't want to ride out, this is what happens. You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, this is what happens, especially in today's day and age where, you know, everyone has a different goal. There's different philosophies that are in place.
Absolutely.
And it's, again, it's like, you know, I don't hate you. It's just that like, yo, do you, or I'm going to do me. I love you, but I got to do this. You know what I mean? It's tough to tell someone, you know, all right, but I respect what you're doing. You respect what I'm doing, but I'm going to go do this. And respectfully, I'm going to go this way. You're going to go that way. You know, it takes a lot of cojones from both parties to do exactly what you said. Like, sit down. It's nobody's business. Close the door and talk about how we're going to do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you built a life together.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, let's face it. Like, when you get married, you don't plan on getting divorced.
Fuck no. Why would I build everything that we've built for me to just throw my hand in and I'm done? Like, who wants that?
Yeah,
three kids in? Like, who? Like, come on. What are we doing?
But like you said.
Huh?
I'm sorry?
You think growth and change in a lot of areas are similar? Because I know a lot of people say, no. Like, growth is this and change is that. It's like, you changed up on me. It's like,
no. Nah, but like everything. No, but like, and everything in like, in every aspect or sector of business, professional, everybody changes. You know what I'm saying? We all three of us have the same goal, right? This is the motherfucking hottest podcast out. You know what I'm saying? Two active detectives and a federal employee. One day, one of us might be like, you know what? I might go join the circus. And then, you know what? I'm going to move to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Now what? It fucks everything up. You going to be mad at me if I want to move to Florida?
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Triple C, you going to be mad at me if I want to move to Florida?
No, we're just going to do it online.
That's it.
Right?
We're going to adapt.
That's the vibe.
We're going to find a way to work it out.
But in marriages, you know, sometimes you hit a bump in the road where, I'm sorry, you hit a fork in the road. Well, unfortunately, as much as you try, you go to therapy, you know, you go to counseling, you go to church, you do everything possible,
yeah,
and you still bump your heads. I think it's just time to shake hands.
And keep it moving.
Yeah. And I think like back our society when we were growing up, it's like divorce is a bad thing. And unfortunately, I'm not going to sit here and say it's a great thing. But if it's like, if it's more harm for us to be together than it is separate.
Yeah.
Then it's like, the kids see that.
Absolutely.
It affects kids. The kids are resilient.
Yeah.
Kids, they see that. And shout out to my kids. Shout out to your kids.
Yeah.
You know, they still got their grades up. Their behavior is still
amazing. Never change. Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And that just goes to show, like, the right thing was done.
That's why I love, it's inspiring for me because I love it. Like, I'm genuinely happy. I was happy then, but I'm more fired up now because it's like, yo.
Do you feel like you have a second wind?
What? Nigga, I feel amazing.
Like, you look good though.
I appreciate it.
This is the first time I've seen you in a while. You got the braids, you got the earrings.
Yeah, you know, the hang top look crazy. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a little jealous.
You know, I can get out the water and shake my shit. You know what I'm saying?
I got nothing.
It's all good. It's still sexy though.
But I'm living through you though.
You know what I'm saying? I'm here.
I'm a little
It's all good.
But you? Yeah. Doggy?
Yeah.
I see it in the
back. Yeah, you know, my shit getting there, bro. You know what I'm saying? What's up, Biscuit? What's good, baby?
You got the real.
I'm Dominican, 24/7 now.
You got the Chippewa.
So. Yeah, you see it.
Shout out to them.
Word, it's next level. Yo, when I take the rubber bands out of my hair and is when I come out the water looking like Mitch.
I want to see you come out the pool.
It's a problem.
Chico the Bob.
Yo, Chris.
Yo,
Chris, you hear this motherfucker, man?
Yo. Yo, give me another 2 months because I'm getting the keg down. I'm getting the belly down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see
I'm
you.
I'm getting out the water.
You slimming.
With Mitch.
You slimming.
On my Baywatch shit.
You slimming.
Old bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not playing. But yo,
I appreciate that.
Life is it's even better now. You know what I'm saying? Because, and I commend my ex-wife, you know, shout out to her. You know, as she's the G about it. We sat down. We did everything on paper. We left. We left all extra parties added to. We left everybody out.
It's nobody's business.
It's nobody's business. But unfortunately, a lot of people like to give their information to everybody else.
You know what's crazy? I realized that like a lot of people that I was trying to say, are the people that have failed marriages too.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you talking?
And it's not a bad thing. If your marriage don't work, it's really not a bad thing. It's the communication factor. That's it. And Chris, I'm going to follow up on that assessment. I think yearly and 6 month assessments are great for any marriage.
I think
you can be absorbed with work and business, and that can consume you because it has consumed me. But my conversation was, this was what we planned. You know what I'm saying? So, me, for the world, this is the Big Ace talking. I love to reinvent myself. I don't like to get stagnant because I feel if you get stagnant, you start slipping.
But what do you mean when you say that? Now I'm learning something from you.
I like to reinvent myself.
Like how? Like what?
I like to sit alone and think to myself, how can I get better?
Okay.
What's the next level for me?
Okay.
What else is out there to get to that's achievable?
So you sit back and you pick apart your life.
I do a reset on my goals.
Okay.
I see where I'm at currently in life.
And when do you do that?
What's next?
I like around your birthday, New Year's, Christmas.
Always like 6 to 8 months into the year. Okay. To see how my year is going.
So like
see how the year has went.
But like June.
Yeah, June, July, I like to sit and think about what's going on. And it's not even just the yearly assessments. I think I do that a lot.
Yo, dog, that's needed.
Yeah, I do that a lot. I do that a lot, like on my drives. When I drive home, I'm driving, I sit back.
Are like micros.
They're micros.
Yeah.
But I always think. So with the marriage, I think assessment is always good because sometimes you can forget. You know what I mean? And I think it's a good responsibility for your spouse if she's on you like that and she knows you and she knows how you are. If you neglect, or I can't say neglect because if you just focus on other things, it's hard. That's not neglect, you just forget. So if you forget what you used to do and they give you that, yo, what's up? You ain't do this in a while. That should let you know, oh shit, I'm slipping.
Let me get back on my game.
Let me get back on my shit. Because it's a routine, it's a pattern that you fucked up on. That you got used to doing. And yeah, it's understandable on why you forgot to do it because you got caught up with business or whatever. But if your spouse lets you know, that should ring a bell like, yo, she's missing that. That's what I used to give. So it's good to do that. And, you know, assessments are great because I think that improves your relationship. And that's how you could get to another level of love that wasn't attainable before. And that's what I'm saying by sitting back, having no ego. It should be no ego in a relationship or marriage. It should never be. Accountability should always be paramount. Because if that person is hurting and the spouse is telling you, listen, you really did this, and you're still neglecting to take accountability for that, that could turn ugly to me not even liking you no more. Because now you're going to lie in my face.
I don't like you.
Yeah.
Like that.
Like with me, I'm black and white. If like I can't that. Fuck with you, I'm done.
Yo, like that.
Because if you're going to lie to me, bro, and you're supposed to be my life partner.
It happens that fast.
Yeah. Especially a real nigga. Especially when I do what I do for this family.
For the fam.
And goals and the vision that we set forth. If you just, a small accountability, just say, yeah, how could it be so easy for me to be like, you know what I did? I fucked up. My bad. I apologize. But it's like pulling teeth with you. And now we talking days and hours. Like, my nigga, pardon me. But like, yo, what's up? What's the problem?
Yeah.
And then finally, okay, I'm sorry. Why take days and hours for you to admit that?
No.
So yeah, accountability is paramount. Being on the same page is paramount. A discussion, it could be a simple discussion that'll stop the bullshit for another 5 or 6 hours.
I'm gonna say something that you mentioned that I'm gonna do if I'm ever blessed to have another marriage. I'm gonna sit her down. Either on my birthday, her birthday. It's going to be a year mark, whether it's 6 months or a year, right? And I'm going to say, what did I do? What did you do that needs to change? Like an assessment, like you said. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because that is needed. Because most families, everybody's grinding to get that bread. Why we need that bread? So we can have, so we can go on vacations, right? So the kids' schools could get paid. But in the middle of that, we get lost. The marriage gets lost.
Yeah.
The marriage falls wayside.
Because it's a buildup of responsibilities.
Yeah, we're dealing with the kids. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she might be busy with work and businesses. You're busy with work and businesses. There's got to be a day, either, like you said, every 6 months, every year, right?
Mm-hmm.
What we doing? What I do? And it got to be a day that, like you said, also, again, no ego. Maybe the kids are away to grandpas and grandmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the house to the self.
Let's enjoy
instead
this.
Of fucking all night. Let's do this before
it's
we
fuck.
There's
a lot of that too, but yeah.
Oh yeah, we know we gonna fuck.
Yeah.
But.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
There's nothing more that's sexy to me than, I thought.
Getting that shit out.
Yeah, getting it out. But simple communication. Like a conversation.
Yeah.
With a woman.
I think, my God. I think you gotta sit down with your lady, with your husband, and be like, look, on this day, or you know, because during the year, you remember the ones that stuck out. You're not going to remember the little bullshit, but you're going to remember like, yo, that day I remember, I ain't like the way I felt. I ain't like the way you made me feel. I ain't like the way
but
I
it
said.
It doesn't have to be 6 months for that. That's the micro ones that you could be like, listen, because you don't want a full buildup of it. You want to try and nip that shit in the bud. Especially the ones that really affect you.
Well, yeah, the 6 months, whatever, that's a good point. Those you got, but the buildup, I mean, that one right there,
yeah,
that's like where we going in the future.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got to have that type of conversation.
You have to. You're being on the same page is paramount.
You got to be on the same page. Because you can get off the same page quick.
Quick and not even know the other partner feel that way.
Because life gets in the way.
Yeah.
You got family. You got work. You got, you know, co-workers.
And this, you know, routine is everything.
Yeah.
If you know, because, yo, women are smart as shit. They know our patterns. They know what we do daily. They know how you're going to act and how you're going to call. And if you get to develop a pattern and your woman knows you, yo, if she checks you, yo, it's okay to be checked. Because my biggest thing at the end of the day, it's love. It's always love.
And love, I mean.
So if you check me, yes, ma'am. I fucked up. My bad, baby. I love you. You know? I want to smile. I want to look at you and just fucking be in awe. Like, damn. Look at that there, boy.
That's what we've been at.
Yeah.
What should the people expect from us this year?
Season 5 is going to be dope.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody, yo, shout out to everybody that's been like, yo, what's up? My brother, season 5 is going to be fire. We've been working.
Yeah.
Clearly, we just let out, and it feels amazing.
Yeah, it's good
to let y'all know
bro.
That, like, you know, we've been through some personal issues, but, like, we're back.
We've been back. Like,
We've never not been working.
We got episodes. Yeah. We just haven't dropped it yet.
Yeah, it's in the barrel.
We just had to, you know, and nothing is like good old time. You know what I'm saying? We needed this time to get adjusted to the new us, and you know, moving forward in life. And we just had to get back on the same, which we was always on the same page. But sometimes it's good to sit back, man, and just think. And just really sit back and
let it breathe a little bit.
Yeah, you need that space. You definitely need that space. And I commend, but I want all our brothers and sisters and females, if you're going through it too, man. Yo, I went on a trip with my bros from college a couple weeks ago. We went to Louisiana, and it was such a great getaway for me. I got to see my bro. Shout out to Mech, JB, Chim.
JB.
Rod. Who else is there? Thurm, my brother Thurm. You remember Thurm? We saw him in NYPD.
Yeah.
Did they all come down for your birthday?
Yeah.
Yo, that crew?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If
those are my bros from college.
You better be RZA razor sharp around them brothers, man. They had me crying.
Right. JB, shout out to Red, shout out to DB. All my brothers, my fourth quarter crew. But it was good. You know what? And my brother Sal, he something resonated in me when he, because we was all talking, you know, and he's like, yo, why it takes for us, why as black men of color, all of us, why do we hold everything in so much?
Mm.
Like, I'm sure everybody can relate. Like, I'm on like 8 different group chats on my phone, you know, and my phone is buzzing daily. And it's like, we hold everything in. We don't tell each other everything that's going on. And I know it's some reason that we don't tell each other everything that's going on in personal life, because maybe you just want that one person to know and you don't want everybody else to know. But I say this to say, I said that to say, you know, it's okay to, you know, lend on your brothers, you know, get on your brother's shoulders and let them know what's going on, because it's so comforting that they got your back. And you know what? And you never know what somebody else is going through, because my story triggered somebody else's story and somebody else's story triggered somebody else's story. So, yo, in life, we all going through it. And it's okay to, you know, to get some help and have people that love you, genuine loved ones, you know, commend you for what you do as a person and still build you up instead of break you down, you know, and leave you down. And it's a beautiful thing, and I'm fortunate enough to got the brothers in my corner that I have, and I love you guys. Even my brothers here, Dre and Triple C, like, it's just a beautiful brotherhood that we have, and it's a beautiful thing to let it out, man. You know, life is too short, man, and the suicide rate is going up. A lot of people, you could avoid that just by having a simple conversation, bringing that person from a 10 down to a 1,
yeah.
You know, because a lot of people hold in and they hide what they're going through. Listen, nobody's perfect. This world isn't perfect. God made us knowing that we wasn't going to be
nobody
perfect.
Nobody has beings. A blueprint.
Nobody has a blueprint. Mm-hmm. But what you can work on is yourself. What you can control is your work ethic. What you control is your mindset and what you want out of life. And you could be that change. But season 5 is going to be amazing. We got so much people coming on.
Hit the road.
Huh?
We're going
to
hit the road.
Yeah, we're going to hit the road to do some episodes. Yo, and it's nothing holding us back. There's really nothing holding us back. We got a brand new outlook on life, and it's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? Just because things don't work out, it's not going to change the dynamics. You know, things are set in stone. Providing and being the best person that you could be ultimately. And with that being said, season 5 is here. We ready, baby.
Yeah, it's going to be dope. It's going to be dope.
Like, you see anything else?
Yo, to the tribe, please, yo, listen. We're trying to get to 100,000 this year. We're trying to get to 100,000 followers. Like, our core group, you know what I'm saying? Our core group of tribesmen and women, yo, y'all rock with us on everything. Like, the numbers are doing phenomenal. But I really, like, we want to honestly, like, be able to get to more people, because we think we have an amazing message to get to everybody.
1,000%.
So, like we want to get to 100,000 so we can get those people and be able to have those conversations that people need. Because like H is saying, there are a lot of, especially for you all as first responders out there, for our men and women in uniform, and uniform in particular, because that deals with military first responders and firefighters as well. And, you know, and a support staff. But you guys are a forgotten part of our country. A lot of people that we talk to on the street are former something in helping people. And a lot of individuals are, you know, they're like, they're killing themselves or doing this, that, and the fourth. And those rates are going up. We want to help people. So we really need y'all to reach out to everybody. So y'all need to reach out to more. So we putting on a tribe now. Y'all got to get more people involved with us, tapped in. Even if they got to call us, we'll get them online. We'll be like, what was Dr. Drew and them back in the day?
Yeah.
We'll have a conversation with them. You know what I'm saying? We'll have a conversation, but we need to talk people literally off of that ledge so they can listen to our voices.
Facts.
I mean, the more you guys help us, the more we could do everything more for y'all.
Are we here for everybody?
Yeah.
So let us know.
We can help everybody else.
And we active, so we could start a live podcast anywhere. Don't matter where it's at.
You can call us like, yo, come through our town. We're like, bet.
We'll slide through.
If the day's work, we'll come through. It's absolutely. Nothing. We'll come see your hood. We come see how you work. We come see all that. And we'll, because it's all love.
It's all love. Let's have a discussion.
But yeah, we just wanted to, you know, do a quick episode of like, what we've been doing, let you guys know what we've been doing with the divorce, personal shit.
Divorce is dope.
yeah, I mean, it's like anything in life. Like,
I fucking love it.
It's like you made it dope.
Yes.
I mean, we have a choice, right? In life, we have a choice. You decided, I'm going to make this thing a positive thing. Most people make it a negative thing.
Absolutely.
You decided, I'm going to make this a positive thing.
Wow.
And it shows with you, clearly. You got your hair growing and shit.
Yeah, I'm on my spot.
I mean, your skin glowing.
Yeah, the glow. The glow was official.
The girls are good. Everything. Word. You know, it worked out. Same thing
with
me.
Shout out to my baby Jay and Clifton.
Okay.
Hola. Come on, that. Hey, yo, my Spanish is impeccable right now. You heard? Next level. Niggas gonna be calling me Baywatch Mitch in a minute, you heard? Baywatch Mitch, Big H.
Fire.
I'm here, baby.
Oh,
no baby oil either.
Oh, dang.
Natural glow. Word.
Yo, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
no sandals either. No.
Hey, yo, we here. We got new merch coming out.
No. Damn.
Stay tuned for that.
I'm sorry. We've been slacking on the merch, man. Yo, the last year... I worn out all my merch. All my t-shirts is done.
It's all sold out.
Yeah.
It's all sold out.
Yeah. It's time for new shit. But we got you.
We're going to make it work. We got new designs coming. And yeah, that's it.
My peoples, season 5. We here.
A quick little hello. Hola.
Quick little hello.
Hola, mami.
Hola. ¿Cómo está, mami?
Hola, mami.
Mamita.
Hola. Hola, papi. You too.
What? What was that? Wow. Triple C.
Blessed all the peacemakers, baby.
My people, Jay, still slipping. I love him, though. Yo, season 5, we here. I love you guys. Be safe. And listen, episodes is coming. We here now.
Yo, call the phone. That's it.
Call us up. Let's make it happen.
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
And opinions expressed on the Silverback Chronicles podcast are those of the hosts, producers, and or the guest appearing on the program. They do not reflect the views and opinions of the federal, state, or local government. This includes but not exclusive to the Department of Defense, Homeland, and the Baltimore City Police Department. The Silverback Chronicles podcast with Dre, Big H, and Triple C. Hit the subscribe button, like, and comment.